Live from Molite Studios in the heartland of America, it's your Monday morning jolt of hot photography tips with a frothy topping of the latest product news from Godox, Molite, and more. Welcome to the Monday morning cup of Mo with your host, the man who put the Mo in Molite, Michael Mowbray.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday morning cup of Mo. I'm your host, Michael Mowbray. Each week, I pour a cup of coffee and I explore a single topic related to professional photography, so thank you very much for joining me today. And today, I'm talking about the cordless studio, the unicorn, the mythical beast. Wouldn't it be great if you could cut out all of the cords in your studio and work untethered to shoot anything? No power cords, the freedom to put your lights wherever you want, and not have to worry about where to plug them in, or if you have a cord running across the set, or if the toddler you're photographing is going to trip over or maybe even chew on a power cord. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, I thought so way back in 2009. That was a long time ago now that I think about it. Every year since I started my studio, I'd like to give myself a major challenge for improving my skills. Back in 2009, the majority of the work I was doing was a mix of weddings and high school seniors and headshots. And much of that work was on location using speed lights as my main lighting source, both on and off camera. Right about the same time, a company called Radio Poppers had introduced some new products that gave photographers the ability to control remotely and trigger remotely speed lights off camera. What? It was crazy back then. Yes, we could finally change the power from transmitter that was Velcroed on top of the camera flash. You know, nowadays we take that for granted, but back then, there weren't any ways to do that. It was kind of a Frankenstein solution, but it worked fairly well when it worked. But it worked for the most part. The important thing was now it gave me the ability to use multiple speed lights off camera and have more precision with the lighting control. I didn't have to run over to the light stand and turn the power up and down. I could do that from camera position. And this spawned an idea for me. What if I could use speed lights in the studio? I was already using them for all of my outdoor and location work. Wouldn't it simplify things if I could just use them for, I don't know, everything? I knew I was onto something, and I had a new mission. Figuring out a way to couple my speed lights with my studio softboxes. So I did some research, I sourced some new speed rings, did a little MacGyvering on a few, and voila! I created a studio lighting setup using speed lights. My first big test was photographing my senior model team in the spring of 2009, and it failed horribly. I'm just kidding, it went really, really well. In fact, it went so well that I packed up my studio lights and started using only speed lights for pretty much everything. Now remember, this was long before Godox was around, so I was using Canon 580 EX2s with external battery packs and lots and lots and lots of rechargeable Eneloop batteries. I ganged two or even four of them together in order to get more power, especially if I was working outside. So were there some downsides? Of course. I didn't have a modeling light. But in reality, that really wasn't an issue for me. I knew where to place my lights to get the looks I wanted. I've been doing this for a while. And with digital, I had instant feedback and could tweak after the first shot. But what about an issue with larger pupils? Because I don't have a modeling light. Well, I solved that by keeping the ambient light brighter in my studio, which actually led to an unanticipated benefit. It created a more pleasant environment for my clients. They weren't forced to sit in the dark and get flashed by a strong light, which has always been weird. They could be in a more normally lit room where the flash wasn't as intrusive. I just made sure that the ambient light wasn't intruding on my exposure, or since I have a huge bay of south-facing windows in my camera room, sometimes I would allow the ambient light to blend with the flash. Because I had to shoot the speed lights at a relatively high power, it forced me to slow down a little bit and be a little bit more deliberate, which was also a good thing. The overall benefit was that I was able to free up my creativity by focusing on a single form factor for all of my lighting. And by mastering that single form factor, speed lights, I was able to free up mind space, and that allowed me to be more creative. I knew what my speed lights could give me in any lighting situation, and that helped my creativity to soar and my overall work to improve tremendously, and to form the basis for where I am today. So you can imagine how giddy I was when I discovered Godox 8 years ago. The original Godox V850 manual speed light had a rechargeable lithium-ion battery. Wait a minute. I didn't have to charge 4 AA batteries for each flash, plus another 8 AA batteries for an external battery pack? I could charge 1 lithium-ion battery and get the same results? What kind of magic was this? Then Godox came out with the AD360 that had the power of 4 speed lights in one unit. I fully committed to Godox at that point and have never looked back. I committed so hard that I now own the top-rated Godox reseller in the U.S. Cool story, huh? The current Godox lineup makes it so easy to go entirely cordless. From speed lights for macro photography all the way up to 1200 watt second AD1200 Pro, there's a complete range of battery-powered flashes that really do fit every need. For example, I did a recent fashion shoot with the AD1200 Pro and my new XO150 focusing deep parabolic softbox. Well, not really a softbox, it's a deep parabolic, so never mind. And never missed a frame despite firing quickly throughout the entire session. Never missed a frame shooting a fashion shoot. It was awesome. And I had a modeling light as well on a battery-powered flash. I'm also beginning to work cordlessly with LEDs as both Godox and Golden Eagle have some great new options for powerful battery-powered LEDs, including the brand new Golden Eagle LED 5000. It's a 500-watt Cobb-style LED that works on either V-mount batteries or via an AC cord if you so choose to use that. So is it time for you to go cordless? Well, only you can answer that. But the great news is that there's a solution out there to fit no matter what you shoot. Here's the latest news from Godox and Molight. I mentioned just a moment ago that the new Golden Eagle LED 5000 has arrived at Molight. At 500 watts, it is more than twice the power of their popular LED 2000, and it can be powered by V-mount batteries, making it a great option for location videographers and photographers alike. I also have an order of 300-watt-hour V-mount batteries arriving soon, as these will pair very nicely with the new LED. Matter of fact, I thought I'd have them by now, but, you know, with the whole international shipping thing, things are delayed, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be a couple more weeks, but I'll have them soon. Keeping on the battery-powered theme that we've had today, the awesome new fabric-based FL150 LEDs from Godox are now in stock. This revolutionary LED is built into a flexible fabric that can be rolled up and stored in a small carrying case. To set up, just unroll the fabric, attach to a collapsible X-frame, and pop on a battery or plug in, and you've got 150 watts of extremely portable LED power. I debuted these at the recent Sync conference in Florida, and people were floored by them. I'm sure that the limited stock I have on hand will be sold out soon, so if you're interested in the FL150, get your order in right away. And of course, I'll be restocking as soon as I can, but you never know how long it's going to take to get them back in. Molight is also carrying the 150R, which is a 30 by 120 strip light, and the 150S, which is a 60 by 60 square. Now, if you don't know your metric, those were measurements in centimeters. Those translate into a 1 foot by 4 foot strip light and a 2 foot by 2 foot square. An inexpensive softbox and grid is also available. You can check these out in the LED section of the Molight store at gomolight.com, GOMOLIGHT.com. Thank you again for joining me for a Monday morning cup of Mo. Please subscribe and follow. I'll also be posting more information on the podcast Facebook page, so be sure to follow that as well. And join the Monday Morning Cup of Mo podcast group, where you can ask questions, suggest topics, and join the rest of the community as we grow this together. Talk to you next week.